Swank and Shook were found shot to death in June 2020 in rural northeastern Cherokee County. Two police officers from Wichita are being treated for injuries not considered life-threatening after being shot in the early hours on Christmas Day. Police investigating a domestic violence report made contact early Saturday with the suspect, 24-year-old Malik Rogers. Police say he resisted arrest and fired several shots. One officer was shot in the leg, the other shot in the arm. Both were being treated at a hospital. The suspect was later found dead of what police called a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
An autopsy report says that a black youth's death following a physical struggle with staff at a Kansas juvenile center was a homicide. The autopsy report released Monday contradicts an earlier preliminary finding that 17-year-old Cedric Lofton hadn't suffered life-threatening injuries. The report said Lofton's heart and breathing stopped after he was handcuffed while lying on his stomach. Lofton had briefly been in the custody of the Sedgwick County Juvenile Intake and Assessment Center in Wichita when his altercation with staff members occurred September 24th. He was taken to a local hospital and died 2 days later. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett said he is reviewing the report. Five bald eagles, three adults, and two immature birds were spotted Monday morning on the southern edge of Cheyenne Bottoms, just northeast of Great Bend, as according to the Kansas Wetlands Education Center. They say that winter is a great time to look for eagles at Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira National Wildlife Refuge. Generally, large numbers can be seen.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A former school board member who was removed from office after she refused to wear a mask to meetings in central Nebraska has filed a lawsuit seeking to be reinstated. The Kearney Hub reports that Katie Sensel filed her lawsuit last month against the Minden School District Superintendent and the board members who voted to remove her from the board. She argues she shouldn't have been prevented from participating in board meetings and the board lacked the authority to remove her. Economists and business leaders say Nebraska's economy fared better than most in the U.S. this year amid inflation, labor shortages, rising wages, and supply chain struggles. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the state's economy in 2021 was stable despite high-profile challenges. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says Nebraska has rebounded and performed quite well. Nebraska had the lowest state unemployment rate in the U.S. in November at 1.8% and one of the nation's best labor participation rates. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Where will you find the best deals? Porsche Trailer Sales, because they make it easy.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
New or a great selection of quality pre-owned trailers? When you're looking for the dealer that will treat you right price-wise and otherwise, well, we make it easy at Horse Trailer Sales. We've got what you're looking for. And at Horse Trailer Sales, that goes for service, too. At Horse Trailer Sales, you'll find easy bank financing. You deserve the best, and we make it easy at Horse Trailer Sales. Come on in today and see what we've got, because we'll save you so much more at Horse Trailer Sales.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Bucks.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Public Works Administrator presented a list of bridges to be repaired or replaced in Marshall County in the upcoming year. The board encouraged Mike Craig to again contact Oquito Township to attend a Gage County meeting to ask them to cost share construction of the bridge needed on the state line. Bids were received for two bridge packages and stock bridge material, with low bids approved, including $77,000 for one bridge and $106,000 for the other. Commissioners again took up the matter of cattle guards that Brett Parker had installed in Waterville Township, noting that the township did not agree to the cattle guard's placement from the beginning. Jeff Hyman, who represents Waterville Township, was present. The Parkers originally petitioned the township to close Unicorn Road. Receiving no response, they repetitioned and again received no response. Therefore, they went ahead and installed the cattle guards. A representative from Kansas Livestock Association addressed commissioners and encouraged them to look at the situation objectively and not emotionally. Commissioners voted 2-1 to deny the application of Brett and Amanda Parker and require them to remove the cattle guards by noon, January 4th. They may reapply as soon as the county policy is put in place and appropriate permits are obtained. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaver voted no. Cottage Hill Township representatives addressed the board regarding a sign that was placed by a private citizen in the middle of a township road indicating the road is closed. The board advised the township to contact council, remove the sign, and send a letter to the landowner. As a reminder, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's, and commissioners will meet January 4th. Washington County Commissioners last week approved a 5% raise for all full-time employees this next year beginning January 3rd. A local disaster emergency was declared as a result of recent windstorms which did damage throughout the county. The transfer station in Washington County will be closed January 1st for New Year's and will be open again on January 8th. Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget as presented, following a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Public Works advised they'll be looking into receiving FEMA funds to help cover the cost of repairs necessary following damages incurred during the recent windstorm. Commissioners indicated they would consider a proposal to divide the transit program from the nutrition program in the Senior Services Department after reviewing a proposal from the interim director. No action was taken on discussion of pay for non-elected personnel. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of December 27th. Their next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 3rd.
Donald L. Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away on Friday, December 17th. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lynn. Interment is also at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery. Visitation will begin from 5 to 8 p.m. Wednesday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church for the passing of Donald L. Dodd. Francis M. Massey, 97, of Frankfort, passed away last Friday at the Eastridge Nursing Home in Centralia. A graveside funeral service will be held at 10:30 this Friday at the Vermilion Cemetery in Vermilion. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Thursday at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. A memorial fund is established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel for the passing of Francis M. Massey.
The River Valley Extension District Office is participating in a statewide program featuring risk management skills for Kansas women in agriculture. The series begins January 12th, continuing through February 2nd, and will include budgeting, crop insurance, crop marketing, and farm bill program topics. Advance registration discounts before December 31st. For additional details, contact the River Valley Extension District Office at Washington, 325-2121.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, a sloppy joe with steak fries, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, California blend, and apricots.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level low continues to move further southeast today, our temperatures will start to steadily decrease. We will remain fairly above average today before quickly cooling off overnight tonight. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s through mid-30s throughout Nebraska, still staying very mild throughout Kansas and Missouri, with highs ranging in the upper 30s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and upper 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will start to steadily drop off overnight tonight. For today's forecast, partly sunny skies and a high nearing 53. A bit breezy out of the south between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 15 degrees. Mostly cloudy as we head into Wednesday and a high nearing 32. Clear and a low of 13 Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Season's greetings from Darren's Auto Repair. Wishing you safe travels this holiday season and throughout the coming year. Darren's Auto Repair would like to thank you for your business, and they look forward to keeping you on the road. Warmest wishes for the future from Darren's Auto Repair.
Midwest Products in Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Hope you had the merriest of Christmases and wish you a very happy new year. They look forward to helping you build a strong foundation for the coming year. From Midwest Products, where quality employees produce quality products.
Season's greetings from Kinsley Mortuary, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes in Lynn and Washington, Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, and Axtell Landreth Funeral Home. Peace be with you and yours in the coming year.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
The Finns keep rolling on Monday Night Football, and a late-game stunner in the desert.
Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the Saints forced to turn to Ian Book after positive COVID tests knocked out starting quarterback Taysom Hill and backup Trevor Siemian, the Dolphins D gave the rookie QB a rude welcome to the NFL.
Dolphins show eight guys.
Wow. It's picked off.
Wow.
It's Needham down the sidelines to pick six. Touchdown, Miami.
The call on WQAM, the Finns forced two interceptions, including that pick six by Nick Needham. Miami routed New Orleans 20-3 to move into a four-way tie for the final AFC wildcard slot. NBA, the bank stayed open late for Ja Morant.
Ja drives into the paint. Ja off the glass and in! Ja Morant!
On ESPN 92.9 FM, after Devin Booker hit a three ball with 5 seconds left, Morant answered with a layup off the glass to help the Grizzlies stun the Suns 114-113. Bulls stars DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine are drawing some comparisons to another well-known superstar duo in Chicago.
Here's Zach LaVine against Reddish. Right elbow, the fade for three. Yes!
On WSCR, DeRozan led all scorers with 35 points, while LaVine added 30 in Chicago's 131-118 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. DeRozan and LaVine are the first pair of Bulls teammates since Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Remember them? To each have 30 points and 9 assists in the same game. The NBA and its players' union have agreed to revise COVID protocols. A memo obtained by ESPN declared vaccinated players and coaches can clear quarantine after 6 days instead of 10 if they're not showing symptoms.
The one piece of data that continues to, I think the NBA and certainly beyond the NBA, that those who are boosted, who have their booster shot, they get this virus out of their system a lot quicker.
ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Hunter's Headquarters sends a huge thank you to all the faculty and parents of Auburn High School. The dedication from these individuals gives the students amazing support to reach their academic potential. From Hunter's Headquarters in Auburn, we now carry Tacticam video camera system to capture your hunts. The Rail is happy to support the Beatrice High School students who actively participate in academic studies and weekly competitions and is proud of their accomplishments and wishes them the best of luck in all their events this week. From the Rail in Beatrice, pleased to support the community and students of all ages. Sapp Brothers Petroleum applauds the area high school students who excel in academics such as debate, drama, technology, and other subjects that enrich the mind. Today's choices will make them tomorrow's leaders. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor. A John Deere 4240. Trucks and a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD with 52,000 miles. 2017 Chevy Equinox, 30,000 miles. 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer. 2014 Polaris 900 XP. Equipment includes a New Holland Swather, it's diesel. John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler. 12-foot wheel rake. A drill. 9-shank soil saver. 20-foot wing disc. 7-foot shredder. Miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000 gallon propane tanks. 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
This is an agribusiness update. The 2019 version of the Trump administration's market facilitation program overestimated trade damages was marked by regional payment disparities among farmers growing the same crop, according to an investigation by the Government Accountability Office. The report by the GAO, investigating arm of Congress, called for USDA's Office of Chief Economist to be more transparent about the economic analysis the department uses for such programs. Seth Meyer, who became USDA's chief economist in early 2020 after 2 years away from the department, defended USDA's handling of the program. The Trump administration used USDA Commodity Credit Corp Spending Authority to launch the first version of the MFP in 2018 after China imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports like farm commodities, with the largest benefit by far going to soybean growers. The 2018 program, in which soy growers are the largest beneficiary, fairly simple, compensating farmers according to the estimate declining commodity sales to China in 2017. The GAO report said the 2017 baseline for calculating trade damages was justifiable. And for 2019, USDA came up with a new payment formula and trade damages based on the highest level of exports over the previous 10 years. Then payments to farmers were calculated according to the county's production of the eligible crops. The changes in formula, though, resulted in growers of several commodities like wheat being overpaid, the report said. For example, the trade damage for wheat was calculated by totaling the highest export level for durum wheat during the 10-year period, which occurred in 2017, with the highest export level for all other varieties of wheat happened in 2013. USDA then used the total to estimate the 2018 trade decline at $836 million, a figure that was triple the 2018 MFP estimate for trade damages to wheat, twice the value of the U.S. wheat exports to China in 2017. That is an agribusiness update. I'm Ken Rogers on the Four States Ag Leader.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from C-Tech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tech Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report from our partners over at Cake News.
Welcome, everybody, to the Steckline Report. Jim Elliott's with me, Hayden Outdoors, who is... How many states are you guys in?
Oh, man. Been growing by leaps and bounds. I want to guess 27 right now.
27 states. Well, Iowa, I know it's good farm ground, but I don't know if it's that good, Jim. Missouri has jumped 14%. What's going on here? Are we that crazy?
Maybe not that crazy, but certainly up. The market's been strong, and it's been strong for quite a while now. We've got discerning buyers, and inventory's low. Interest rates are low, and farm prices are up. So it's been a good run.
A little bit worried about a couple of things. Farm prices are up. You're right there, Jim, but so's expenses big time. So when the old pencil is showing the bottom line, that's going to be a little scary maybe to some people. And then if we get this interest rate going up like some people think a little bit, will that kind of cool things off a little?
It may. I tell you, we've got a bevy of strong buyers. Always looking for the next piece.
Tell me about what kind of average price we looking at for good farmland here in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're seeing upwards of $5,000 to $6,000 for good irrigated stuff, good water,
dry land
in the $3,000 to $3,200 seems
is,
like.
Is that right? Not bad. What about pasture land?
$18,000 to $2,200.
Well, that's interesting, and the problem is you don't have a lot to sell, huh?
It's been, I've got a list of buyers looking for sellers.
Hayden Outdoors, thank you for Jim for coming by.
That again was your Larry Steckline report from our partners over at Cake News. You can find that report every Tuesday and Friday. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
How did turkey and ham get to be the official meats of the holidays? We investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 28th. It is the 362nd day of the year, and Denzel Washington has a birthday. You might have wondered, as we have, why some foods like turkey and ham are standard holiday fare. Before the modern era, there were certainly practical reasons. Turkeys were tastiest in the fall as their hormones shifted in the cooling weather and they fattened up. Meat preservation was easier in winter, so hogs were commonly butchered in the fall. After curing for several months, hams were ready by Easter. But with modern food preservation techniques, there's no reason we can't enjoy both year-round. Habits are hard to break, though. It may be a while before they replace hot dogs and potato salad in July. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Ashley Home Store and Brandsource Appliance has lots of hot-priced furniture, appliances, and TVs in stock, all at hot sale prices. An LG 70-inch 4K smart TV, only $788. And a Manet dishwasher, $399. 26-cubic-foot side-by-side stainless refrigerator with ice and water, now $999. Or a 10-cubic-foot chest freezer, only $299. All in stock and always free shipping to your door on items over $299. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas men's basketball will host Nevada on Wednesday at 7 p.m. inside historic Allen Fieldhouse. The contest will be televised on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Tickets for the previously scheduled December 29th game versus Harvard will be valid for admission to the Nevada contest and will not be reissued. And after making an adjustment to find a replacement game for Wednesday's non-conference finale, the University of Kansas men's basketball team learned it will have to wait to kick off Big 12 play. TCU was set to play in Lawrence on New Year's Day, but the program announced Monday night that plans are changing in accordance with Big 12 Conference basketball game threshold guidelines. The postponement for the New Year's Day game pushes KU's Big 12 opener to January 4th on the road against Oklahoma State. Former Kansas State forward Xavier Sneed has signed a deal to join the Memphis Grizzlies. It's a 10-day contract with the Grizzlies that falls under the NBA's COVID-related hardship exemption. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The Kansas City Chiefs will never take for granted winning their division, which they've now done six straight times. But a thorough thrashing of the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night served notice to the rest of the league that they have their focus on a much bigger prize. The Chiefs improved to 11-4 with their eighth straight win and maintained their place a game ahead of Tennessee atop the conference standings with two games left in the regular season. That would give them the coveted first-round bye while ensuring all of their playoff games would take place in Arrowhead Stadium. Three KCAC athletes, all linemen, were named to the All-America First Team. Keegan Martin of Bethel and Jaron Hightower of Kansas Wesleyan were honored as offensive linemen on the first team, while Jacob Garcia of Ottawa was one of the defensive linemen named to the first team. 12 KCAC athletes were on the AFCA honorable mention squad, with 6 on offense and 6 on defense. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
As warm as a glass of brandy. In all the same old places, found the bottom of the bottle always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me. Tennessee.